that as good as Peter Rowan can. That's that Indian thing he does. A little fun tale right here, Jackson, and then we'll go on with the picking and the grinning. Hope the grinning suits them all right and the picking suits them better. It's getting up pretty close to Thanksgiving time. Let me expound on a little Thanksgiving tale here. Close to Thanksgiving, this old boy went into a pet shop. He went to buy him a parrot. And when he got inside, the man had two birds that looked exactly alike. They were beautiful, but one of them was $50 cheaper than the other one. And he thought about it a minute, and he said, "Well, now, friend, what's the difference in these two birds? Seems to me they can both talk very clearly, and they looked exactly alike. I don't believe one's any older than the other. Why is one $50 cheaper than the other?" He says, "Well, I'm going to be honest with you, friend. One of them can swear and curse like a drunken sailor." He said, "You wouldn't believe the blue that can come out of that cage." Well, he said, "I'll buy him anyhow. I can break him." He took him home, and a couple or 3 hours, boy, he heard, I mean, some words that can't be said in public coming out of that cage, and he looked at that cage and just about see the blue smoke coming out of there, and he said, "Doggone your feathers, I'll break you," and he put him in the refrigerator for 5 minutes. Well, he took him out and put him back in his cage, and he didn't do that no more for a while. And the next time he commenced, it was worse than the first time. He said, "Doggone you, I will break you." He tried 10 minutes in the fridge, and that didn't break him, and he said, "I will break him." Put him back for 20 minutes, and he got him out that time. He was about froze to death. Set him on his perch in the cage, and the poor little bird sat there and shivered about 90 miles an hour till he began to thaw out, and he looked at the fellow and said, "Sir, I got a question. What the devil did that turkey do that's in there?" Yeah, here's a couple of tidbits of truth now that happened to me. Children are my favorite people in God's good world. You know, my little great-granddaughter Candace was 5 at the time. That's Richard's little girl, Merle's grandchild. And I'd been stacking some firewood, and I came in, and I was real hungry at supper time, set about a 3-line table, Grace, and she says, "Pa, you should let me pray." She's 5. And her mamma, Rosalie, says, "Honey, you go ahead and pray." And bless its heart, it said one, it lasted about 3 minutes, and when she got down to the end, she says, "And dear Lord, bless all the lost folks and show them the way home." And when she got through, I reached over, we were sitting on a little kitchen bar stool, put my arm around her. I said, "Honey, you said a long one, didn't you?" She took it for criticism. She thought about it in a few seconds and said, "It's better than yours." A few years before that, I was at a neighbor's, and they were making molasses, sorghum molasses, the good old-fashioned way, where it comes out kind of like golden brown honey instead of liquid tar. Like some of these black straps you've seen in the supermarket. Anyway, his granddaughter was about 8, and she, after I'd played him a few tunes, she came and climbed up on my lap and said, "Doc Watson, I love you a whole bunch." And I said, "Well, honey, when I get real old and ugly, you still gonna love me?" She thought about it a few seconds, and said, "I love you now, don't I?" Fall in love had come. I lifted up my hat, and then she began to chat, and she said she'd allow me to see her at her home. Such a star I've never seen. She's as pretty as a queen, just as perfect as an angel from above. If she'd only be my wife, I'd live happy all of my life with that aggravating beauty. Little wall picket, Jackson. One evening, it was late, when she walked me to the gate, and I asked her if she'd wed me in the fall. But nothing would she say, Lord, she only turned away. Oh, that aggravating beauty of the wall. Such a star I've never seen, she's as pretty as a queen, just as perfect as an angel from above. She'd only be my wife, I'd live happy all my life with that aggravating beauty, Lulu Wall. If she were only mine, I would build a mansion fine, and around it I'd make a fence so tall, for I would so jealous be if anyone but me could gaze upon that beauty, Lulu Wall. Such a star I've never seen, she's as pretty as a queen, just as perfect as an angel from above. If she'd only be my wife,